The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Kelly.
All right, so, wow, it took you guys a little bit long there. All right, guys, so
I was waiting for an introduction.
Oh, boy.
What type of introduction were you looking for?
I just thought maybe, you know, you'd have some awesome introduction. That's all.
Well, today is, I know this is a recorded show, but the day that we're recording this on is April 7th. Make sure you mark it on your calendar. Today is actual National Beer Day. Mm. So even though this will air a little bit later down the line, the reason why I threw the date up is so that way you guys can mark it for next year. It's always good to always celebrate something, especially if it has something to do with beer. So how do you feel about that, Kelly?
Well, there's a day for everything, so I'm kind of not surprised.
Right. And what about you there, Frank?
I'm excited for this day. I think it's one of the best days ever created.
Excellent. All right. So here's what everyone's emailed us about, called in. A couple people threw up some smoke signals and came over. Kelly, what happened to you last week?
I was otherwise engaged.
You were engaged doing what? Frank was a little upset, too. Because he was upset at the beers that you picked, especially the cider. But it was a really decent cider.
You know, I show up just to make sure you know I've been around.
Right.
And then I disappear.
Well, I figured that all with the cider on the table, it definitely had to be you.
Right. Okay. So right now, you guys, so let's go ahead and work around the room real quick. So Kelly.
Yeah.
So since the last time that we saw you, what you been up to? Interesting.
Yeah.
Great, because you weren't here. No, seriously. No. What have you been doing?
Yeah, it's really about as interesting as what you just did working. That's pretty much all I do.
You know what? A lot of people don't know what you do. We know that Frank over here works in construction. And what do you do?
I work a job.
Wonderful. Is it female related or is it actually something important?
To the people I work for, I am the shit.
You are the
shit. Extremely important.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys didn't know by what she just said, she is a call girl. And that's all right. Hey, we don't mind call girls on the show. And so other than that, you've been doing real good since the last time everyone's seen you. You're healthy.
Absolutely.
People like you. We know you have dogs. How's the dogs?
My dogs are awesome.
They're awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Great. That's a great story, bro. All right, Frank, same thing for you. How have you been since last week?
Good. Just working hard, teaching first graders.
Right.
They're a little crazy. We're in a big stretch between spring break and Memorial Day, so there are no days off.
Until then.
Yeah.
All right. Any of them, matter of fact, since the spring break just ended, did any of them have any good stories? Any of them come back missing any limbs?
Nobody missing any limbs and no real good stories. I asked them to write a little paper about it. And
they were like, fuck that.
Yeah, it was all kind of, I went to the park.
I ate some gum.
Yeah.
Went to my uncle's house.
Those are awesome stories.
Yay, Jared. Okay, so.
What about you, Key? How was your week?
You know what? During this rebranding, it's finally done. Periscope's starting to pick back up. We've got a lot of beers we've got. Matter of fact, this weekend coming up, even though this is going to air this weekend, and we don't mind, you know, it's recorded. It's fine. There's a beer festival for Motley Brews coming up. that I believe you're going with me, right?
Yes, I am.
And so I'm looking forward to that because that's where we get more beer, get more swag to mail off, show off the new brand, pass out the business cards, the whole nine. So I'm really geeked at that. So this is finally to the end where now I can do more Periscope and do more beer reviews for the fans. So if you guys want to check us out on Periscope, because Frank's on there too, and occasionally Kelly, check us out at Open Bottle Society on Periscope. Or what's the website again, guys?
www.obsbeers.com.
There it is, and all the social media is there for you guys. All right, let's get down to the part that they tuned in. It's enough getting to know you fuckers. Let's get to know these beers. All right, so Kelly picked out these five beers, guys. And Kelly, why did you pick them out? Was there something about them before we tell them what it is?
Well, no, you know, my usual reasons. It's, you know, I try to pick interesting looking bottles, you know, cool labels, bright colors, girly shit.
Girly shit. Wonderful. And I'll just let you know, we did switch out one of them.
Why?
Because Frank said, let's switch it up on you because, trust me, it's going to be the very last beer, though. So here we go. Frank, what do we got?
We've got America's Original Pumpkin Ale by Buffalo Bill's Brewery. We've got apparently it's a non-alcoholic Virgil's Root Beer. I'm guessing that's made by Virgil's.
Yes, it is.
We've got...
that's the one Kelly wanted.
Coney Island Brewing's Hard Orange Cream Ale.
Mm.
Ballast Point Brewing, Calm Before the Storm. That sounds really interesting. It's cream ale with coffee and vanilla.
Yeah.
And a Lord Chesterfield Ale from Yingling, which happens to be America's oldest brewery out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, little fun right. Fact ahead of you. The game here, ladies and gentlemen. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, so anything else you guys want to add in, say to the fans before we get started?
Happy National Beer Day. Let's go.
All right, so Kelly, since you're here, what's the first one we're doing?
The first one we're doing. Why don't we just go ahead and go with this pumpkin ale? Because it seems like it's a little out of season or something about pumpkin. I don't know.
All right, fair enough, guys. We're going to go ahead and set up. We'll be right back. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Kelly.
And right now, guys, we've got five outstanding beers, and we're going to start off with beer number one. So what is the beer that we are doing? Whoever wants to grab it. It's not a beer. That's my dick. Can you please grab the beer?
And why is it cold?
Good God. No. I can't say it now. It's America's Original Pumpkin Ale from Buffalo Bill's Brewery. Anything else you want to know?
Yeah, like any information, like
there's
where they're from.
Not a whole lot.
ABV.
No, I don't see ABV on it.
Seriously. Let me see.
Look at it, man.
Well, do we have a...
It's not on there.
You're probably right. It's not. So we're going to guess that this is a low ABV. Buffalo Bills, they actually come out of California. Because it says right here, they're from Hayward, California.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Yeah. That's where they're for. Actually, let's read this again. Brewed and bottled by Buffalo Bills Brewery in Yucca, California, for Buffalo Bills Brewery in Hayward, California.
Ah.
Yeah, it would be located right here on the side.
In the small, small print.
Right, and it's also a 6.0% alcohol by volume.
Get the fuck out of
there. Wow. That says right there. It's right there.
Damn,
your
eyes are good.
And this is not bad for a guy with iitis. And it's a 12 fluid ounce bottle, and from around the rest of the world, it's 355 ml. So I think that's about it. If you guys want to check these guys out, it doesn't have a website on here, so that means you guys are gonna have to do some footwork. Go ahead and ask Siri about look up Buffalo Bill's Brewery and this pumpkin ale, or go ahead and Google search it and do that. So let's go ahead and crack this open. How do you feel about him not being able to do that?
Like, I think it's funny.
You think it's funny, huh?
It's not gonna affect my drinking.
Sure it will.
Right, just pouring it, guys, I can actually smell. Oh, yeah. I can smell pumpkin out of it. Yeah, absolutely. We're just going to pour a little bit there, guys, just to kind of work with it. All right, guys, so let's talk about what we got here. What do you guys got on the visual?
Super head retention, staying all the way. Good lacing on the glass when we're swirling it around.
Right.
Dark honey color.
Nice.
And it definitely is transparent. We didn't pour a whole hell of a lot, but...
But you can pass your hand right through it.
Yeah, pass right through.
What about you, Kelly?
It's pretty.
What?
It's pretty and bubbly, and yeah, it's a pretty color.
You're such a girl.
Well, yes, I am. What was your first clue?
Your vagina.
Oh, not the tits. Awesome. Okay, well, anyway. So, yeah, Honey, that's a good reference. Kind of a real, like a dark, a raw honey. Pretty though.
For me, it definitely looks like, definitely all those characteristics. Good head retention, good legs. But for me, it looks like I soaked like squash in water. It's got a nice like tea stain to it. Looks like tea a little bit if we steeped it. Mm. That's what it looks like to me. But again, still honey. More raw honey was put in it. It's very dark. It's almost like a honey brown color. If you look at it, if you really think about it. All right, guys, let's go ahead. Cheers to the smell. Why, yes. I do like the way it smells. Let's start off with Kelly. Does it smell pretty?
It smells pretty. It's kind of sweet. It has kind of a sweet smell, but I cannot really identify it. It looks like honey, but that's not the smell I'm getting. Okay. But it definitely has like a sweet kind of smell.
All right. What about you, Frank?
I would agree with sweet. More like, I mean, we're already kind of biased towards pumpkin since that big pumpkin was on the bottle. but the sweetness smells more like a pumpkin pie as opposed to fresh pumpkin.
Yeah, it doesn't have that squash smell that I prefer in my pumpkin beers. But this doesn't. It's a light, fluffy, like whipped pumpkin smell, with a little bit of cream in it, a little bit of sugar. It's got a nice malt balance to it. With that, and to be honest, I can smell a little bit of yeast, which gives it that earth tone with it. It's kind of confusing for most because you're probably with a lot of people who drink pumpkin beers, usually get the pumpkin pie, yep, the dessert. Then you have some that are more of the vegetable variety or a fruit, whichever way you want to put the pumpkin. But it is a squash, so therefore it is a vegetable. So it has like that vegetable, earth tone, diabetic covered sweet to it. Right. Like you're a diabetic, you can't have too much sugar. Let me put like two sweet and lows on top of it for you. That's what I'm getting on that. So, all right, guys, let's go ahead and taste it up because I know that's what Kelly's waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, you should see the look on her face. It is delicious. It's sad. It's like someone flipped over her pet turtle and no one's helping it flip back over.
Try that again.
What do you got?
I just always get disappointed when I think I'm smelling something like, it has a sweet smell, and I taste it, and there's like nothing sweet that I really got from that, or not the way that I register sweet anyway. It's actually got a little bit of a bitter aftertaste, which is why I was frowning.
Ah, okay. Do you taste pumpkin, though?
I suppose it could be. I really don't know what raw pumpkin tastes like, but as a fat girl, I know what pumpkin pie tastes like, and that ain't no pumpkin pie.
Ladies and gentlemen, this fat joke has been brought to you by a woman who's 450 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in a wheelchair right now attached to a forklift, and that's how she rolls. So when she says it's a fat girl thing, it truly is. What about you, Frank? Let's see over there. Keep going in for the kill.
Yeah, because I'm trying to identify it a little bit better, and it's not too bad. I'm not tasting a whole lot of pumpkin, but I'm getting cinnamon.
Okay.
Which, the first sip I took, I didn't really get it, and then the back really hit me, cinnamon. It was odd. And it's got a, I want to say powdery.
It's got that grit going on. Yeah.
But I'm not getting a whole hell of a lot of pumpkin. And okay, a little sour.
A little sour. Okay, for me, I'm getting a couple I can actually put together for you guys' and agree with what you guys are saying. For me, I'm actually picking up more spice. I'm definitely getting, on the back finish, it's gritty like cinnamon, but I'm picking up nutmeg. I'm picking up that one characteristic spice that they put in all pumpkin beer. It's primarily nutmeg and then a touch of cinnamon. But the thing that's probably throwing everyone off on this is it's more of the meat pumpkin. It's not a dessert pumpkin with all the fixings that you whip it together. This literally tastes like the meat, the squash with spices. And since there's nothing sweet about it, a lot of people will go, oh, this isn't for me because it doesn't taste sweet. But on that sour end, that's due to your yeast, baby. Ooh. So it's got some good yeast profile to it. So I would probably classify this as a sour. Even though it's a pumpkin ale, it does come across like a really low-end sour.
Yeah, I would agree with
it
that.
It gives you a nice, good twang. Kind of sour bit to it. Yeah, it's different. I like it. It's different. All right, so let's get down to this, Kelly. How do you feel about it on what your experience is with the beer?
It's not something that I would reach for again.
Like around?
Or reach around. I mean, we can work that out. Depends on how much cash you got on you. But
$20 is $20.
Yeah, $20 ain't enough for this, baby. Yeah, I don't find it all that pleasant, so I wouldn't reach for it again. Just because of the bitter aftertaste, and you're right, it is spice. It's very spicy. I don't really care for that part of it.
Right.
So what you got, 0 to 5?
I'd give it probably a 3.
Just average, huh?
Yeah, it's just average. I mean, it's not gross or anything.
Right.
It's just not something that I would reach for necessarily.
Fair enough. What about you, Mr. Frank?
I think I'm going to go 3.7.
Okay.
I think it's above average, and it's interesting. I think that's what is leading me to go a little bit higher than average, because I'm finding it interesting. And when we taste, we always taste warm.
Right. No, room temperature.
Pardon me, room temperature.
There you go. We don't want people thinking we're fucking drinking hot microwaved beer and
that's
shit.
That's true. Oh, God.
You know, some people out there are like third graders. They're like, hot beer is gross. Room temperature, ladies and gentlemen. It's still cool. It just ain't ice cold.
I'd like to try it ice cold.
Okay, fair enough. All right. We can arrange that. Actually, we saved a little bit in the bottle. So then when we're all done, we can actually probably go put that in the cooler. And maybe next week, let us know what was your thought on that, if you can remember.
Yep.
So that'll work. Fantastic. All right, guys. So for me, I'm going to give this actually a 4.5.
Wow. Really
nice.
It's not the fact that I like it. I like the fact that when I ended up drinking more out of your glass because you weren't going to finish it, it became more layered and became more and more spicy. Like, it reminded me of fall. This is a fall beer, even though we're drinking it now. But, you know, I wanted to age it for a while. Not to mention that it has the characteristics of pumpkin, not your traditional pumpkin beers that are just gimmicky and sweet. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some really phenomenal pumpkin ales that blow everything out the water, and they taste like the pie. Like, you taste the graham, the crust with the whipped cream topping, and they're layered very well. This is the other end of the spectrum. So you're getting the plant, you know, like say you were, like when you cook squash, right? You take your squash, you put it in the oven, you put your spices on top, and you put a little syrup on top of it, whether it's maple, honey, reduction with brown sugar or whatever, and you put that on top of the butter, and that's what you're getting. You're getting a little bit of something, but then you're getting the essence of the squash, and I really appreciate that from these guys. So if you guys want to check these guys out, do the research on this one, because I'm not asking Frank to read it. So guys, all right, so we're going to go ahead and... Hey, you're the one who set yourself up for that.
That's true.
So we'll be right back, guys. We're going to set up for the next beer. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. All right, guys, so Frank, you picked the next one, right?
That's
what we did. Okay, so Kelly, what is the beer that we're going to do on this next segment?
The next beer, well, it's root beer. Virgil's Microbrewed Root Beer.
All right. And the reason why we're even picking this is this an alcoholic or non-alcoholic item?
This is a non-alcoholic item. Actually, gluten-free and GMO-free. Kind of all natural.
Nice. And where are these guys out of? Where are these guys located?
Virgil's Root Beer, I see where it's distributed from.
Okay.
And that's California, actually.
All right, let me see. Can I see the bottle?
Sure.
Let's see here. Let's see. They're over there in, they're over there in England. They're over there in the UK, guys. So that's where they're located, in the UK. So
every bottle that you hand me, the situation is never in the same place.
Right. They're different people. Sorry, guys. So you guys looking forward to this? To the fact that we're doing a non-alcoholic. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I think that's pretty cool. And then it's gluten free and non GMO. Those are all good things.
Are those important to you?
They're important to lots.
Right. And again, if you guys want to look up these guys, you guys can definitely check these guys out. I would give it to Frank to read, but we all know how that
went. www.virgils.com.
Wait, what is it?
www.virgils.com.
Wow, she just want to yell at people. Wow. All right, guys, so let's go ahead. What you got on the visual? It looks like root beer.
Yeah. It looks like soda.
If you guys don't know, well, actually, no, technically, yeah, it looks like root beer. There's really nothing really different about it.
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
It kind of looks like flat soda, though.
Yeah, there's no activity going on, which is, I like that. I like flat root beer.
That's because you're weird.
Yeah, slightly.
You know what's funny? There's legs on this.
On yours?
Yeah, there's a little bit of some sort of watery level fall down there. It's a very faint leggy thing going on. All right, let's go for the smell, guys. What does it smell like? It
smells like sticky root beer.
Okay.
It's got definitely root beer. Maybe a little soap.
It smells like, to me, and I always go back to this, but it's a very predominant smell for me. that root beer barreled hard candy. Mm-hmm. It has that fragrance to it, so it smells almost artificial.
A little licorice, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. Star anise. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's go down for the taste. Here we go. All right, Kelly, Frank, you go ahead and go first on this. What you got on the taste?
Classic root beer. Not overly sweet, so it doesn't taste like something you'd buy in a 2-liter bottle. Probably outstanding root beer float. I really don't know much more ways to describe it. I mean, it's root beer. It tastes like your classic root beer. I think I agree. It's a little on the flat side. And I suppose for some weirdos like you, that's a good thing.
Oh, great. And how about you, Kelly? What do you got?
It's flat to me. It's like not as nearly as like bubbly as I thought it was going to be. And from like me, not really that much of what I associate with like a classic root beer taste, only because that really does to me taste like black licorice, which is not one of my favorite tastes. It's odd that's what I get from it, and it's really thick.
Oh, nice. You know, it's funny. I was going to say that. I was going to say for root beer, this actually comes off thick and creamy, even though it's not as carbonated, but you're right. It actually tastes, for those that have a root beer float, and you put just enough ice cream in it to just change the consistency of your root beer, I think that's where it's at. To be honest, this really does come off more. It's a like a velvety, vanilla-y. It's a vanilla. Got a vanilla profile kick to it.
Yeah.
But it tastes like ice cream was put in it. It's got that sort of, I get that velvety, creamy texture.
Like after the ice cream's melted.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, right when it's done and gotcha. You're about to hit it. It's got that weird, almost semi-flat, creamy texture to it,
yeah,
which I find it very interesting. All right, guys, so as you guys can see, there's not much that we can talk about this root beer, which is good though. So again, guys, this is a gluten-free item.
Yeah,
no GMOs. These guys are from England, and Virgil's has been around for a long time. So for those that are, and also, you know what's really great about this taste, it could be easy for people who want something that's kind of strong, but not in a beer sense. This tastes like, even though it's kind of flat and creamy, it's got a more of a kick, more spice kick than most root beers.
Yeah.
You know, whether this is ice cold or room temperature, but this has more of a presence, a more stage presence than most. Yeah. So here we go. Frank, how do you feel about it?
I've never really thought about judging anything in the root beer world before, but since I really have nothing to compare it to, I'm going to go 4.
Nice.
It was good, and I like that it was a little on the flat side and a little creamy and not like, like I said before, like it came out of a 2-liter bottle.
Right. How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, it's probably like a 3.3 or 4 for me. It's pleasant enough. I just, like I said, it's flat and a little thick for me.
Okay. For me, guys, I'm just going to put it at a, you know, it's going to be all lows, apparently. So I'm just going to give it a 3. There's nothing more about it, nothing less about it. It's just a great root beer. And I take that back. Let me do a 3.5. And the reason being is, for those that are having celiac disease or very sensitive to gluten,
yeah, it's got some good things about it.
You know, hey, gluten-free, and those that are tree-hugging hippies, no GMOs, which I don't know. I don't know why you would put GMOs in a beer anyway, but hey, if you got to make a lot of beer and I'm running low on money, I'm going to have to make some shit up. Like, you know, I'm going to have to put a fish and a chicken together and make a different flavor. You know, I'm going to have to get over it.
Budweiser.
Wrong.
So, I mean, we can go all day on how much bullshit GMOs actually is for people, but we're only here about the beer. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and reset for the next one, but right after we get back from these messages.
So, Kelly, every time I come over here, these fridges are packed with beer. Where can I find out more information about this stuff?
Your local liquor store?
But is there another place, maybe online, I might be able to go to?
Probably several. Are you trying to lead me somewhere in particular?
I might be.
Yeah?
How about we try www.obsbeers.com?
Oh, that might work.
You think so?
Yeah. Might be able to.
Let's give that a shot.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. All right, guys. As we're muscling through, we've done 2 interesting items, and now we come to the piece of the resistance in the middle of the show, thanks to Kelly. Kelly has been eyeballing this, and me and Frank have been dreading it. And right now, we're going to let somebody grab it right now.
I got it.
What are we doing for these guys?
We are going to drink a hard orange cream ale from Coney Island Brewing Company out of Brooklyn, New York. It's a 5% ABV. And interestingly enough, it's actually a collaboration with the Boston Beer Company.
Oh, that would be Samuel Adams.
It sure would be.
Interesting, interesting. All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this?
Oh.
While I open this up.
Well, you know, it had some cool stuff going on in the label, and, you know, it's...
Well, what's the cool stuff that's going on in the label?
Well, it has cool color. There's,
Well, hold on. I'll give you the bottle. Actually, you guys, I don't mean to interrupt, Kelly. Frank just picked up the bottle cap. And what did you find on the bottle cap, bud?
What I found underneath it, it actually says Admit One, like it's an old-time ticket to Coney Island.
What the label kind of looks like. That's what I was trying to get to, which is not that I've ever been there, but I presume that that's what the label is depicting.
Of what?
What probably old-time Coney Island. It looks like there's rides, roller coasters. It just looks like a boardwalk type thing.
Yeah, nice. Coney Island is a pretty famous place in Brooklyn, New York that has...
Oh, Brooklyn is a real place.
Oh, sure is.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
And it's got pretty old-fashioned amusement park. One of the rides is called the Cyclone. Yeah. And on the bottle, it looks like they are depicting the Cyclone, which is an old-style wooden roller coaster.
Nice, nice. Wonderful. Is it still around?
Yeah, it's still around. People are still riding it.
That's crazy. I ain't getting on a roller coaster. Well, we're going to get on a roller coaster right now for you guys. So here we go. What does it look like? Looks like poo water. It's poo water. No. Go ahead, Kelly. What does it look like to you?
Lord, help us.
It's not poo water.
It's an interesting color. It's
looks like ambergris.
Yeah.
Looks like ambergris.
Amber-ish, it looks, yeah, it's, amber, kind of
clear. Turch deep water, no, I'm just kidding.
You're so horrible.
No, so you got a little amber color.
Yeah.
What you got over there, Frank?
I'll stick with the amber. Almost looks like it would be a light amber ale. Since it says it's a cream ale, I would think it would look more lagerish, but it doesn't.
Okay.
It stays towards the amber side. Again, I'll stick with the honey color. Not a raw honey, but... A little more processed.
Right.
And definitely transparent. There's a lot of activity going on.
Yep.
And it's lacing pretty well.
For me, it looks like I put a couple of wood chips in there and got a little nice the wood tinge to the color.
Well, it doesn't look like turd water anymore.
I was just saying that just to be a jerk face. So, but here we go, guys, for the next part. Let's go for the smell, guys. Wow. Kelly, you picked a good one. That's boozy. As Frank would say, it's boozy. All right, Kelly, what you got on the smell?
It's kind of smells, I guess you're sort of I get it like a hint of some kind of orange-ish something.
Smells like a bad trip to the ice cream truck.
But artificial for sure.
Right?
That same uncle.
That same uncle.
Yeah, orange-ish something.
A little bit of orange right there. What about you, Frank? What you got on this?
I'm wondering if I had any root beer left in my glass because I'm smelling soda again. I'm smelling.
I think it smells like soda.
Like a cream soda this time, though. Not.
Yeah,
that's what they're going for.
I think that's what it's supposed to smell.
Yeah.
Well, I saw cream ale, so I was thinking it was going to be a little more beerish, but yeah, it definitely smells like a cream soda. So it's that almost like a root beer smell, but removing those spices.
Right. It actually just smells like the orange creamsicle with alcohol added in.
Okay.
So it does have that carbonated smell, but no, these guys were going for, ever since Not Your Father's Root Beer came out, they came out with a root beer, which shut that down. And then all of a sudden, this weird craze of soda-flavored beers that people are jumping all over. And I'm kind of glad we're only going to do this one time because I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of these gimmicky beers. I'm not a fan of no gimmick beers whatsoever because it's just, you forget what beer is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you feel good, be happy, and things like that. But then it's kind of take advantage of the public. You got people like, oh my God, it's the best stuff ever. And in reality, it might be full of artificial wrongness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not being upset with them. And no, I have nothing against Boston Brewery with Samuel Adams at all. There's nothing wrong with those guys. But this right here is just a part of that whole entire thing that's going on. You can find hard sodas everywhere now. And it's like getting on my nerves because that's going to fall off real soon, I promise you. So it does smell like an orange creamsicle that's extremely boozy. So here we go. This is Kelly's favorite part. Let's taste it.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are going to pick which one is going to do it. Here, oh, never mind. Kelly's going to go first. All right, Kelly, we were going to let the audience choose by calling in on a number that doesn't exist to pick which one they wanted to talk first. Mm-hmm. So, Kelly, let's talk about the beer you picked.
Okay. I picked it. I picked it based on the label, so don't hold that against me.
No, we have to now at this point. You've been in here for a while.
This is your fault.
Okay, that tastes like baby aspirin.
You know
Saint
what?
Joseph's
like St. Joseph's, the orange baby aspirin.
You guys are really showing your age on this show. Holy shit. So it tastes like baby aspirin.
It tastes like baby aspirin. I guarantee you lots of people know exactly what that flavor is. It tastes like baby aspirin.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because I swear to you, I don't know about you guys who's listening. I thought she was going to say baby ass. And then I was going to have the question, who's here on the show?
We'd have to shut it off.
I'm like, yo.
And I'd be out the door.
What's baby ass? Like ass. Seriously, Jesus. Like what's baby water, ass?
Baby ass.
This show's gone.
The fuck out of here.
Wow. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that wasn't really officially tasted.
Okay, so we have baby aspirin. What about you over there, bud?
I'm going to go with the artificial taste. Definitely cream soda.
Yeah.
I didn't get orange in the front. I got orange in the back.
Right.
But not like a bitter orange. So maybe more of the peel or the pith, not the actual fruit itself. So there's nothing a whole lot of sweet and juicy about it. I mean, it's a straightforward cream soda.
Right. For me, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is where that gimmickness really comes in, and it's disappointing to me. I mean, it does taste like a cream soda, but unfortunately, with the aspartame taste, it's extremely artificial. Now, a lot of people really like that because they've probably never gone more natural beers that are flavored. So they're probably stuck to your corner store beers that are malted beers that taste fruity. And then they drink this and it's like the bee's knees. But unfortunately, I've been doing this for too long.
I'm showing my age. He just said bee's knees. Really?
I was relating to my guest. It's called being relatable host.
And so, tart water fits in that also.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Okay. No. That's different. That's different. So, you know, wait. Anyways, I hate that word. I really do that word. Anyways, anyone ever done that to you guys?
No.
Want me to get sidetracked where they go, anyways, and then they start off with another sentence?
Yeah, it's usually, it's like saying shut up.
Yeah. Basically.
Anyways, let's get back to the beer. Yeah. That's like the worst thing ever. And, you know, there you guys go. So
anyways, let's.
Let's get that put on t-shirts. Just point to it. So, all right, guys. So for me, it's an artificial flavoring, but here's the things that you are going to get out of it. It can be refreshing. This is going to get you messed up. It's extremely boozy to the flavor. Even though it's a low ABV, it's going to hit you pretty good because it's very sugary, so it's going to be absorbed a lot faster. It's definitely not going to pull in the water. It's going to pull in the sugar, and you're going to get turned up pretty. Is that what the kids were saying? Turned up?
You would know.
You watch BET, so is that what the reason?
I don't watch BET.
Liar. All right, so it is what it is. It is an orange cream ale. It is a beer. Very boozy, and it tastes like an orange cream sickle with, like, you dipped it in vodka. So, all right, Kelly, how do you feel about this and why?
I give it, like, a 2.5. And I'm doing that only because I just don't enjoy it. I don't really want to drink a glass of baby aspirin. And I don't know if it would taste any better if it was cold, but there is this possibility that because it's kind of more like soda than beer to me, that maybe it could be refreshing maybe on a hot day or something, but not my favorite.
All right.
I'm puzzled. I don't really want to drink it again. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, there are things out there that we will just review and we won't want to drink it again.
Yeah.
Right.
It's cream soda all day. And I don't drink soda anymore, but, honestly, I gave up soda. It's weird. It's the gimmicky fad, you know, the newest thing, and people probably rave about it. But
they do.
I'm sure they do. It's you know what? Let's go 2.7.
All right, for me, I'm just gonna give it a. I'm gonna go 3.1. It's slightly above average because it's a part of the. Even though it's gimmicky, guys, it's selling and flying off the shelves. It's a part of this huge movement of soda beers. And it does taste what it tastes like, and the word hard is there. It's very boozy. So it is what it is, and I think this is as far as I can go with it. Would I drink this again? Probably not. And it depends on where I was at, and I really needed to have a beer, and this was all available? sure, why not, right?
Right.
You got to have a beer. I'm just saying, if you had to have a beer, maybe a couple of sips, and then when no one leaves, when no one's looking, pour it in a plant. Or give it to the small child. Give it to a child in the building.
Kids would love it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the scary thing.
Yeah, that is the scary thing.
kids love it. Mothers approved. We don't condone that. Well, you know, we don't honestly give two shits what you do with your beer here. I know that sounds horrible, but then again, it's a show full of assholes. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and reset for the next beer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back after that quick little transition. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right into this. This particular beer is, a lot of people know the brewery, but I think a lot of people that heard of the brewery don't know all the different beers these guys make. So here we go. Take it away.
We are going to be drinking Lord Chesterfield Ale by Yuengling. It's America's oldest brewery since 1829. It's a 12-ounce bottle, and it is a 5.4 ABV.
Nice. Now, a lot of people, that's an East Coast beer, actually. A lot of people.
I'm from the East Coast, so.
So you're smiling about it. So how do you feel about Yuengling?
I love Yuengling. A lot of people kind of slap it, but Yuengling has always been one of my favorites. It's a twist top.
Oh. Yeah, it's a damn, yeah, oldest brewery in my ass. It's fucking decrepit. Fucking twist top.
So the Yuengling lager has always been my favorite. Oh, I don't care what he says. Jackass. So again, it's always been one of my favorites. Before I had gotten into craft beer, Yuengling was always in my fridge at home. Always. Never bought anything else. So I really enjoyed it.
Was it just our basic lager? Or did
just
you like
basic lager.
Okay, because I do know we've done other ones from these guys, and this one is, I'm looking forward to it.
I've actually never had anything but their lager.
Just the regular lager? Interesting. I hope this one impresses you, just like when you were a kid. Now, you were there when they first opened their doors, right?
No.
Wow, you just made a bunch of children's ears bleed just then. That's fantastic. So here we go, guys. Let's take a look at this. What you got? Now, guys, let you guys know, this is a pale ale.
A what?
A pale ale.
Pale ale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what a pale ale is.
I don't, but I don't really don't know the way you say it.
Said it's a pale ale.
Okay.
Lemon jello. It's got some good legs going to it. Lacing pretty well. Head's dissipated, but comes back up when you swirl it around. Not quite transparent. I'd say translucent. So you can kind of see the shadow of your hand passing behind the glass. That's my opinion.
All right. What you got, Kelly?
Well, it's kind of sort of transparent, and it's a, I don't know what you kind of call that color. That's not straw. That's not honey. That's
Asian.
It's yellow ish.
Wow. That's horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like it actually has a lager color.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know.
It has a lager color.
Yeah, it does look like a lager.
Looks like a lager, but this is an ale, a pale ale. Also looks like an IPA. It does. Mm-hmm. It has that light straw toasted color to it, or lemon jello. A lot of people, I seriously, it looks like the lemon jello that you buy, yeah. And it has that kind of translucent view through, but it still looks like there's something in the way. So you can see things, silhouettes move behind it and whatnot. So it looks really good for a beer. I think it's Lord Chesterfield. So let's see what he's got for us. Let's smell it up. Okay. All right, I got what I want to say about it. Let's start off with Kelly.
I have no idea what that is. That's a weird smell to me.
Okay.
That's nothing that I can easily identify for you.
Right. We don't want you to become an accessory.
But it kind of smells kind of funky. Kind right. of smells like an armpit.
Smells like an armpit, so funky.
Oh, yeah, let's drink that.
Yeah. Yo, you got to try this new armpit beer I made. Yo. Yo, it's bomb, yo. Thanks. It's the pits. Smells like armpit. Okay, so basically it's extremely yeasty, you guys.
Okay, there you go.
So yeast is an animal who it does its business in the liquid. So it's very yeasty. So that's where she's getting that weird funk from. It's not an actual armpit. I don't think they scrape pits and drop it in there and cultivate.
You all know that I'm not very technical. So the best I can do I can associate it with something that most people will kind of know.
No. Okay, so first off, name one person you know other than yourself that can associate armpit with a beer.
Who has not smelled somebody with, like, funky pits before? Like, not a single person, either whether it's your own or not, You've smelled it. You know what that smells like.
That's horrible.
That's really identifiable
for okay, people. Fine. It's, for you, everything's armpits. Great. Oh, it's you, Frank. Smells like the back of a kneecap. Wonderful. That's great. Lord Chesterfield, you've done it again. Oh, Lord Chesterfield.
Anyways.
Dick.
I think that I agree with the yeasty, almost sourdough breadish.
There you go.
Because I got a lot of sour on the pass.
Yeah, it's funky as hell.
Yeah, it is. It is a little funky. Hopefully, it's not because it's in a green bottle. Because we know
that's the smell. It almost smells like a Heineken. Yeah. It almost smells like a Heineken.
Yeah, because of the sunlight getting into it.
Yeah, and that, no, that's weird. But because now that we've identified it, we didn't even look. Like, it's in a green bottle. There's only one beer. Well, there's several beers that are in green bottles, but for some reason, they all have the same distinctive smell.
Yeah, Heineken.
It's a Heineken Kolsch. Yeah, of all of them, and they smell relatively the same. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the bottle, but hands down, they all come off with a very familiar smell.
Yeah.
And when you said that, I'm like, Heineken.
Yeah.
That's where that weird font comes in the play. So that's kind of strange. I'm interested, though, because there's also, like, this weird candy smell. Like a hard, like, rock candy smell on the back end.
It's weird.
There's a weird... And I know it's due to the malts that they're using in this, but it puts off this weird hard candy, only sugar candy. Not flavored sugar, just like regular H&C...
Like the sugar stir you might put in.
Yes, it smells like caramel syrup.
Okay.
It has that weird bland sugar fragrance on the back end of that yeast, and that's like that weird off-putting. But then again, it still has the nose characteristics of Heineken, which is it can be interesting for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get down. Cheers to the taste. Here we go. Let's put some Lord Chesterfield in your mouth.
Oh, that's not the first time that's been said.
Ugh. Roger that.
How unfortunate.
I like it. Lord Chesterfield can come over here anytime he wants.
He can be in your mouth.
He can be, shit, he can look me in the eye while doing it. He doesn't have to pass out. He can look me right in the eye. $20 is $20, baby.
Sounds like an ice cream driver again.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Kelly. What do you think of my Lord Chesterfield in your mouth?
He needs to wash his balls.
Thanks.
Don't worry about that.
You know what? It's okay. So here again, I cannot identify a particular taste, but it's not really unpleasant. It's really weird at first.
So is most anal.
Yeah, but you can get used to that. You just have to relax into it. Trust me, I can walk you through that later.
Oh, gross.
Check, please.
Can I catch a ride with you when I live here?
But the fact is, it's this weird thing in my mouth, and it's kind of. Weird, nasty, bitter aftertaste. It's laughing at me.
Oh, it's
got a weird, bitter, really bitter aftertaste. It wasn't unpleasant kind of going down, right. But that aftertaste is a bit much.
The theme is just killing me.
That's okay. What do you have, Frank, about Lord Chesterfield in your mouth?
Definitely bitter. Pale ale, for sure. Not overly hoppy. Not overly malty, so pretty good balance. Not getting any kind of citrus, so they definitely leaned away from IPA. Not sure what else to say. It's interesting.
Right. I like it. It's got a soft, it actually has a soft texture to it. The hang time is really nice, and the more that I keep sipping on it, I'm actually picking up different characteristics. So for me, this is a Build-A-Beer. Now, let's talk layman's terms. There's a cross flavoring. Heineken and lager. That's in a nutshell. What this beer is putting off is coming off as two different beers, which is Heineken, which has that sharp twang, and then a lager that has that, we'll say like a Budweiser feel, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's most associated with lagers is a Budweiser taste.
Yeah.
So it has both those going on. But as far as, like you said, they definitely lightened the load on the hop profile. A lot of yeast going on because it still tastes bready and it's still sourdough-ish. But other than that, this is a really good beer. Whether I can definitely tell you if this was ice cold or where it's at right now, it's rather enjoyable. It's rather warm to the chest. It's like warming to the chest a little bit. So I really am glad that we all put Lord Chesterfield in our mouth. And you know what? So let's go with this. So let's go with Frank. Frank, how do you feel about doing a different Yingling, and how do you feel about this beer?
I think the my love for Yingling Lager has maybe was coloring my original assessment of the of Lord Chesterfield's ale. I like the lager better, but this is pretty good. I was surprised that I liked it as much as I did. It's definitely warming. It's an ale. It's not a beer. You know, it's not a your straight out lager.
Right.
It's definitely more bready. It's thicker. It's got more hang time. So it's good. And I think, again, ice cold, it's probably very refreshing.
Absolutely. Kelly, your turn.
It tastes like beer.
It tastes like beer.
For me, this is just there's just nothing that I could tell you that's special about it, because I couldn't even pull out anything in particular to say, other than it's bitter. And that's always been the thing that has kind of pulled me away from beer. I think of them usually as
really bitter. So are you saying for this one, it's less characteristics from other beers you've tried?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what
I'm saying. This is more of a basic type of, just a basic beer to you.
For me, well, to me, for somebody who doesn't know a lot about them, but I can only compare it to the things that I've done here with you guys, and there's nothing about it that I would remember, or nothing about it that was particularly special. It's just another bitter thing.
So it sounds like you have not truly enjoyed Lord Chesterfield's visit to your mouth.
Yeah, Lord Chesterfield.
I'm taking my hat and cane, and I'm leaving.
He'd have to write me a really big check to get invited back in.
Let me take this out your mouth, and I'm leaving. So what's your score on this? Wait, did we get your score on you first?
You didn't.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But anyways, let's go back to Kelly.
Sure. Anyways.
Dick. So, Kelly, what's your score on this?
It's a 3. It's not disgusting. It's just an average thing for me.
All right. Anyways, back to you, Frank.
Anyways, I'm going to go 4. I'm going to go 4. I think it's definitely above average. My love for Yingling is kind of bumping it up a little bit more for me. If I had a choice between the two, I'd like to try this again, but I'd probably push it out of the way and go for the straight Yingling Lager.
Right. For me, I'm going to go with a 4 as well. I think it's subtle enough for people to enjoy a pale ale, but it's got a little bit more characteristics to where you can give it its respect. Mm-hmm. So room temperature, there's a lot going on here. Even though it's minuscule, they're predominant. They're there in your face. The sour aspect, the weediness, the yeastiness, the malts, the hops, everything is nicely balanced, and then it's just nice, and then it's fun to say, would you like another Lord Chesterfield in your mouth? And that right there is awesome, because it's got like it's got the on the label, guys, on the label, it looks like the Quaker Oats, like, gangbanging cousin. Hello, I'm in town, where's all the bitches? Like, oh, Lord Chesterfield, thank you for coming, I want to put it all in everyone's mouth. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead for the last beer. We'll see you guys in a minute. All right, guys, it's about that time. We are on the last beer, and usually the thing that we run here is the very last beer is one that we either want really bad, or it's high ABV, or it's just something about it that goes, it deserves to be last. So here we go. Kelly, this is the one we switched out on you. What are we doing?
Yeah, you jerks. This is Ballast Point Brewing Company, Calm Before the Storm, cream ale with coffee and vanilla.
Yes, sir.
And it is a 12 fluid ounce bottle, 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Ooh, sexy. Where are these guys from?
Crafted and bottled in San Diego, California.
The Bay Area. And is there a way to get a hold of these guys? Any websites or?
Ballastpoint.com. BallastPoint.com.
Awesome. All right, so here we go. So let me ask you a question. Well, we'll get into the labels in a minute. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, well, you guys picked that one.
Yeah, so how do you feel about this?
Well, it sounds good.
And how about you, Frank?
I think it's an interesting label. You got the, looks like a sea captain, but it's a skeleton.
Think he's a part of Lord Chesterfield's camp? No, that's for Kelly. No, oh, sorry.
Put it on a coaster.
But I already know that you want more. Me and you, we can split this one. All right.
Yeah, there must be a reason you all chose this, right?
Ballast Point, to be honest, I hate to be biased. It makes some phenomenal beers. Uh-huh. They're a brewery to be reckoned with. Matter of fact, fun fact, they just got bought out by Constellation to be sold worldwide.
Yeah, well, good for them.
And Constellation is the company that's more south of the border, who does your Modelo's, Corona's. They are the conglomerate holder of most of the Mexican beers. Everyone knows and loves that I don't love and like.
Everyone just but you.
Everyone but me. All right, guys. So let's go get down to this. What do you guys think of the aesthetics? Because it's the calm before the storm.
It's like an apricot color.
Apricot. Now, mind you, this is a cream L, so this is another L.
Yeah, it's a pretty color.
It's a pretty color. Does it match your shoes?
No.
Okay. So it's not a girl beer.
Well, but it's still a pretty color.
All right. It looks nice. A little bit of activity going on. The head retention is very minuscule, and as far as legs go, it's decent. The lacing is all right. So this seems like it's almost comes off watery, but the best part is mine actually has way too much particulates in it, which is cool. So I got the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah, it looks like a cream ale. It's yellow, not quite honey, not quite lemon jello, somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Maybe closer to straw. I don't know. I think it's lace is pretty good. I'm seeing some pretty decent legs on it, but it looks like a classic cream ale.
Absolutely. So there you go. So here it goes. Let's see if we can pick out what the smell is. What you got? Is it me or is it spicy?
Oh, yeah. Coffee right away.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
I'm digging it. It smells like I'm actually getting something peppery, but I'm definitely. No, I take that back. It's not peppery. The more I'm smelling it, wet coffee grounds right out of the filter. Like after it's been brewed, that wet, nasty. I know it sounds gross, but that trash can smell where you throw away the wet filters in an office.
Yeah, stuff then, you don't want to touch.
Yeah, and you're just like, and it's not saying it's a bad thing, but that's the closest thing I can get to you guys is it smells like the filter's already been done, the coffee's been used, and you throw the bag away, it smells like that wet, filtered, coffee-used bag. Mm-hmm. Is that all we're getting?
I
think coffee. So. It's interesting because it's not dark.
And no.
With that, I mean, I think the coffee is pretty aggressive, and you would think that it would
like be running in the park of Central Park in New York in a Marisha Hargitay episode on SVU aggressive.
Maybe something like that.
Do we need a rape kit?
No, I think we're
okay. Right. I'm just saying, if it's aggressive, like is it aggressive? Like we told you not to be with him, and then that's what you get. Type of aggression.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out how aggressive this is, you know.
You shouldn't be with him. Oh, well, you get what you deserve.
Womp, womp, womp. Today's battery joke has been brought to you by...
The smell doesn't match...
The look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you're not ready for this. I'm ready for this.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Cheers. Here we go. And Kelly, you're going to go first on this. You tell us what you think. Do you think? Remember, aerate it. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, girl.
Damn.
Hot damn in this bitch. Ooh. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly has that look like the guy just showed his winky there, and she was like, I see what you're working with.
Finally, a guy who eats pineapple.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that cum joke has been brought to you by nastybitches.org, which, ladies and gentlemen, is not a real website. Nastybitches.org. I think they work for the Lord. I think they're also part of the Strippers for Jesus.
Probably. Yeah. So the deal with this is I'm pleasantly surprised.
Okay? Why?
I'm pleasantly surprised because although it didn't look like it was really going to have that much of a coffee taste, that is what I tasted, but it's not really bitter. It's actually really smooth. It's not, I'm just really surprised. This is really pleasant for me.
Nice. All right, Frank, because it's a hot damn moment, buddy.
Scott definitely has the mouthfeel of a cream ale. It's creamy. The coffee notes that I'm getting in the aroma, I'm not really getting a hell of a lot of coffee. I'm getting more vanilla.
Right.
And assertive vanilla for sure. Maybe a little citrus. I'm trying to kind of pinpoint what it might be.
There's a twang in there.
Yeah. Maybe like tangerine.
Yeah. Tangerine pith probably. Mm. Yeah. For me, I'm actually can understand where the confusion would be with the coffee and the flavoring. This is more of an earthy vanilla flavor, more like the bean, with like it was dragged through coffee grounds and then whatever particulates are left on it, then they steeped it. And it's amazing because the smell smells one way, then the taste goes the other way.
Yeah.
And I like it. And it really goes good with the theme. Bell's point is all nautical everything. And I like this. It's kind of going back and forth. And I'll be honest with you. I think if we did a couple more of these, we're going to be pretty much feeling super nice. Because this is that enjoyable. This is a really good cream ale. It's extremely – the texture alone has the consistency of milk. So it has that nice, velvety, liquidy cream flavor. Then it hits you with the vanilla in the back end. But then it's an earthy vanilla. And then for most, they might pick up a coffee, but the coffee is not predominant in the flavoring, but it, to the nose, it's wet coffee grounds. So I'm extremely impressed with this, and the ABV is just nice. Plus, I love all their bottles.
The more I drink it, the more coffee I'm getting.
So I've only done one sip, so I'll keep going. So right now, Kay, let's go with you. How do you feel about this beer and why? With your grade.
That's a 4 for me. And that's high for me because I'm usually super conservative with everything.
Right.
But I really
keep politics out of this.
Shut up. No, I would buy that. Okay. Which is unusual for me. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Fair enough. So were you? What was the best part about this beer to you? Like, was
the fact that it caught me totally off guard is the best part. It's not at all what I expected it to be.
Tune in next week on SVU when Kelly gets caught off a guard one more time and she meets Marisha Hargitay. All right, what about you, Frank?
I would agree with it caught me off guard because I was expecting heavy, heavy coffee because the coffee smell definitely is assertive. But the vanilla and the cream ale style, just I think it goes together perfectly.
Absolutely.
I'd go 4 or 5 on this.
Nice. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a 4 or 5 as well. A couple of pretty cool things, right? The smell and the taste, totally different. Now, the more that I've been sipping on it and letting these guys talk, it's a layering beer. You're going to layer more and more coffee on it. And by the time you get to the end of the bottle, the vanilla is going to be the faint aspect, and then the coffee is going to be the predominant. I like that. It's a really good head-changing beer to the mouthfeel. Then again, it's a nice ABV, and it's a cream ale. And not a lot of cream ales are creamy. I mean, it's a style. You know, some of them are kind of watery, but because of the way they're made, they're still a cream ale. This has a very creamy taste to it, and it's really, really good. And this is probably, hands down, one of my favorites. Now, to add to the collection, to the wall here on the set, for Ballast Point, not for today's beers that we have, is just going to be added to the collection, to the wall from Ballast Point. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and leave it with that, and then we're going to do our closing of the show. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's about that time. So, Kelly, we're at the end of the show.
Woohoo!
How did you feel about all 5 items?
Well, they were all different, interesting, and at the very end of it all, I found something that I actually really did enjoy.
All right, so we're going to ask you this from a female perspective. Mm-hmm. Out of all 5, mm-hmm, which one is the prettiest?
Oh, the prettiest?
The prettiest.
Wow. The prettiest label is got to be that, unfortunately, that hard orange cream ale. It's the coolest, prettiest, most interesting label.
And which one's for boys?
Oh, that Ballast Point label is for boys, hands down.
All right, fair enough. Now, let me ask you a question. So I'm going to ask you this one. Matter of fact, Frank, do you have a question for her on our choices of beers? And the only one we're going to leave excluded out of this one on today's program is the root beer. And the reason why we're leaving it out is because it is just a non-alcoholic item. So we're going to leave the next questions out of it. So go ahead. If you have a question for her, Frank, go ahead and ask.
Which was your least favorite?
My least favorite was the one that I just said had the best label. That hard orange cream ale was my least favorite.
Okay. Why?
Because I don't think it knows if it wants to be a soda or a beer.
That's a good way to put it. That's actually a really good way to put it.
Goddamn. Yeah. All right. Since that's your least, mm-hmm, what was your favorite out of today's show?
Oh, easy. The Ballast Point was my favorite just because it was a complete surprise.
Nice. Now, so let's exclude the Ballast Point.
Okay.
We're left with 3. Okay. Which one would you share with somebody?
Which one would I share with somebody?
Yep. So if you had one of the 3, which is the pumpkin ale, the hard cream ale, mm-hmm, the orange cream ale, and the Lord Chesterfield, mm-hmm, which one would you say, hey, share this with me?
Do I like this person? Because that makes a difference.
It's your grandmother.
Oh, well, if it's my grandmother, I'm probably going to share the Lord Chesterfield ale.
In her mouth, huh?
Yeah, great. I think Granny needs some in her mouth, yeah.
Wonderful. All right, let's move on to Frank. All right, Frank.
excluding the, well, out of all of them, did you enjoy the five items we've had today?
I did. Even the root beer, you know, because it wasn't something I was expecting to do, but it was pretty good.
Nice. Okay, so excluding the root beer,
yep.
Which one is the prettiest label to you?
The prettiest label?
Or what has the best advertisement? Because you're not a girl. So as a guy...
Man, which one's prettiest, Frank?
Yeah, Frank, which one's pretty?
The label I enjoyed the most is probably Ballast Point. So you've got the skeleton at the wheel of a ship. He's got his, looks like maybe a pirate hat. Yeah, it's got to be
a pirate. Maybe a pirate hat.
It's got to be a pirate hat because I see that there's a skeleton of a parrot on his shoulder. How about that?
Fair enough. Okay, so here we go. Which one was your least favorite and why?
Least favorite, probably the hard orange cream ale.
Okay.
I agree 100% with Kelly. It's not making its mind up whether it's a soda or it's a beer.
It's the transgenders of beers.
I guess.
Anyone that's tuning in right now that's a transgender, that was not a knock at you. Just, you know, if you're going to write any hate mail, make sure it's worth it. We're just making jokes.
And his name is Key.
Yeah, his name.
Aim it at the right person.
And it's spelled F-R-A-N-K.
Ass.
All right, so out of all of them, which one was your favorite?
Definitely the Ballast Point.
Two for two. Damn.
I think that it was deceiving. I really was expecting heavy coffee from just the aroma of it and didn't get it. I think it's definitely layered, like you had mentioned.
Right.
The vanilla was definitely on top, and the more I got down to the bottom of my glass, the more coffee I was getting, and the vanilla was kind of dissipated.
Right.
So it was interesting.
Okay. So excluding the Ballast Point now, out of the three beers, which one would you share?
Lord Chesterfield, because everybody deserves a Lord Chesterfield
in their mouth. All right. So, all right, guys, we're going to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show.
Well, what about you? You didn't hear what your favorites and lowlights were. Other than you loved having Lord Chesterfield in your mouth.
Oh, Lord Chesterfield.
Because he does it all the time.
Yeah, he visits me all the time. Oh, very good. He gives me a pat on the back. Shibbity shibbity. Okay, so let's see. The least favorite, okay, hands down, the orange cream ale. Okay, that just sucked out of all these. It didn't stand up. It's pretty, though. It's got a great gimmick, and it's pretty cool that, you know, Samuel Adams is getting down with that. It's pretty cool. And I'll be honest with you guys, my favorite out of all of them was the pumpkin ale.
Wow.
Because it didn't taste like your traditional sweet. And as a chef, I like things that taste like the actual product. Right. And it came off more squashish. You know, squashes. It's a real word. Look it up. But ask Siri. She'll tell you, what'd you say, bitch? That's what Siri says nowadays. Siri has gone lost her damn mind. But no, it had more of the real aspect of squash. Now, don't get me wrong. That Ballast Point, that's the shit. That Ballast Point and that roller coaster that it provides, it is wonderful. But I don't want to beat over everyone's head over the same beer, hands down. That is a delicious beer. Mm. But for me and my flavor profile, I like things that are extremely surprising and also confusing with this particular beer. And that's why I enjoyed it. So is there any other questions, Kelly, do you want to say to anyone before you get out of here? Because we know it's cold in the streets. Don't forget your fur coat.
No, but I don't take credit cards. Cash on.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Being asked by the producer. Oh, okay, hold on. Do you take EBT?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Fair enough. What if they do have a credit card with the chip? Do they just leave it in?
Yeah, I'm not set up for that yet.
Okay, you're not set up for that.
Working on it.
Gross. Fucking gross. All right, anything on your end, Frank? Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I think it's been an interesting show, and the theme really scared me, and I'm ready to go home.
Wonderful. We're just gonna go ahead and remove your chastity belt and get you out of here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's horrible. All right, guys. We'll check you guys next week, and hope you guys had a good time. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please contact us at obsbeers.com. Hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
You would think Kelly would probably participate in that together, but it's not a team effort, I guess.
Sorry, she doesn't really have a beer story, but I was pleasantly surprised that she liked it out.
You know what? We're all proud and weirded out the fact that you like the fucking Ballast Point out of all the shit you pull on this show. So, all right, guys. We'll check you guys next week. Check you later.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.